can we guard our hearts? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
We need to do something. We need to be able to guard our mind so that we can protect our home. There is a way, and I can tell you it works. If you will do what these verses that I'm about to share with you tell you to do, you will guard your heart. And if you guard your heart, then you are prepared to protect your home.
Welcome to Love Worth Finding, featuring profound yet practical lessons from acclaimed pastor and teacher, Adrian Rogers. Dr. Rogers said, "No one has ever won a moral victory half-heartedly. If we desire to protect our homes and our children, we have to get serious about guarding our hearts. And if we want to get serious about guarding our hearts, we have to control our thought lives." Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16 reveals there's only one way to control our thoughts. If you have your Bible, turn there now as we analyze seven steps listed in this passage to help you control your thought life and, as a result, guard your heart. Once again, here's Adrian Rogers.
Would you take God's holy word and find Psalm 119? A newspaper told about the keepers of SeaWorld in Orlando. When they opened up the park there, in the pool where the killer whale Tilikum was, they found the body of a boy. Evidently, this youngster had stayed in the park, and after the park closed, he decided he would go swimming with the whales. In that pool was a whale named Tilikum, 11,000 pounds. When they came in the next morning, Tilikum was playing with the body of that boy. Evidently, he thought that he could have a good time, maybe a little fun, just swimming with the whales. Our kids today are being destroyed by a monster more dangerous than that orca, that killer whale. So great, so big, so massive is the problem, and yet sometimes so seemingly small. There's a marine parasite, very small, almost invisible, that feeds on the shell of a clam and paralyzes the muscle of that clam so it cannot stay shut. And then that little parasite goes on the inside and begins to feed on the animal itself. Whether a killer whale or whether a tiny parasite feeding on the mind, destroying the resistance, our boys and girls today are in greater danger than boys and girls on the wild frontier many days ago. And there's danger everywhere, and we need to do something about it, because Satan wants to corrupt their minds. The Bible has so much to say about the mind. Sometimes in the Old Testament, it's called the heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep, that means guard. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your heart, are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. A business motto said this: you're not what you think you are, but what you think you are. As a man thinketh, so is he. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 6, to be carnally minded is death. Colossians 1:21 says, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. Proverbs 15, verse 26, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. Now just keep those verses in mind. In a moment, we're going to come to our text in Psalm 119. But it saddens me to say that pornography is not something that you see any longer or pick up in a back alley somewhere. It has gone mainstream. As I've said before, a tidal wave of sludge has hit the shores of these God-blessed Americas that we have today. We need to do something. We need to be able to guard our mind so that we can protect our home. And people have done all kinds of things to see if they can correct the thought life. They have searched in caves. They've walked in deserts. They've gone to remote islands. They've lived in the jungles. They've climbed mountains. They've lived as hermits. But they've not been able to control the thought life. But there is a way. And listen to me carefully. I will guarantee you, beyond the shadow of any doubt or peradventure, if you will do what these verses that I'm about to share with you tell you to do, you will guard your heart. And if you guard your heart, then you're prepared to protect your home. If you're a father, how you need to listen. If you're a mother, you need to pay attention. If you're a teen or preteen, don't tune me out. I want to give you 7 steps for a clean thought life. They're going to come right here from Psalm 119. And let me begin reading now with verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Comprised in these verses, 9 through 16, are 7 steps. And I tell you with authority, I tell you with emphasis, I tell you with clarity, without stutter, without stammer, that if you will do the 7 things that are listed here, you will, by God's grace, for His glory and your good, control your thought life. I want to say contrarywise, if you don't do these things, you're going to fail. There's 7 principles. Principle number 1, the principle of purification. Get perfectly clean. Start there. Notice in verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Now look at the word way, W-A-Y. The Hebrew word there has the idea of a rut, a groove. It's something like a groove in a road, a muddy rut. A farmer may drive his tractor back and forth over a farm road, till after a while there is a rut in that road, a muddy rut, and he can just set the tractor and let go of the wheel, and the tractor will follow that way. Now, what the devil has done to so many people is this. He has put a groove in their mind. He has put a muddy rut, a dirty track in their mind. They have what I might call a one-track mind. Have you ever been around people that no matter what you say, they're going to make something suggestive out of it? I used to work as a kid on construction work. I'd given my heart to Christ. My heart was grieved with the men that I worked with. Everything that somebody would say, somebody else would make something dirty out of it, something obscene out of it, something suggestive out of it. Why? Because these people had a rut in their mind. They had a dirty mind. When you think of a way, just think somehow of a secret addiction. Many people have this. Jeremiah 11 verse 8 says, yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear. They walked everyone in the imagination of their evil heart. The imagination of their evil heart. That's what we would call a dirty mind. Even at nighttime before they go to sleep, lying on their bed, rather than thinking of God, rather than thinking of the Word of God, they're playing dirty scenes across the theater of their mind. And God knows their thoughts. Here's what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and following. Jesus is speaking. He said, "You've heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Mental adultery. So wherewithal shall a man cleanse that dirty rut, that groove? Well, look at another word there. How shall a young man cleanse his way? The word cleanse is the word that we get our word catharsis from. Catharsimos. That's the Greek word. How can you have a catharsis? And Jesus uses that word catharsis in John 15, verse 3. "Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Think of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into your mind and doing spring house cleaning. Think of Him just cleaning out everything in your mind that's not what it ought to be. Now, He will do that. The Bible says in 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, now listen to this, from all unrighteousness. Do you want some good news? No matter what your thought life has been, no matter how vile, you can be as clean, as pure as the driven snow. Listen, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, not from some, but from all unrighteousness. Now let's look at that word in 1 John 1, 9. If we confess, a confession of sin is not an admission of sin. It may be in a courtroom, but it is not before God. It is not just merely saying, "I have done thus and such," but it means, "I agree with you, God. I come over and take sides against this sin. I say with you, dear God, that I have done it and it is wrong, and I say with you, God, what you say about that sin." That is a confession. Once you make that confession, I'm telling you that Almighty God is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you. Now, if all God does is to forgive you and doesn't cleanse you, then that is not enough, because the problem would still be on the inside. But I'm telling you that if God does not forgive you and God does not cleanse you, according to His own word, God would be unfaithful and God would be unjust. God would be a liar and a criminal. He would be unfaithful. He would be unjust if He didn't cleanse you. No matter what has been in your mind, no matter what kind of a rut is there, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. It's in the word of God that you're going to find this cleansing. Jesus said in John 15, verse 3, "You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." And so that's the very first thing I want you to do. If you would have victory, that's the very first step. You're going to have to get your mind perfectly clean. Not just the sin of wrong thinking, but anything that is there. Because if there's any sin there, any whatsoever, that's unconfessed, unrepented of, you're not going to have victory. If you don't have victory in one area, you can't have it in another area. You can't have segmented victory. If we confess our sins, not our sin, our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When I was a boy preacher, I used to pastor in Fellsmere, Florida. There's a sugar mill there. And I would go out and witness to the men at the sugar mill, a little sugar mill town. They had a big garage there where they fixed the tractors and the equipment. One of the members of my church ran that big garage, machine shop and so forth. I went out to see him, and you wouldn't think that a machine shop could be that clean. The floors were clean and slick. There was no trash, nothing around. There was no grease. Everything was clean. The tools were all put up in a certain place. And I looked at that place and I stood in awe of how clean it was because it was a machine shop. Then I noticed something unusual. That man had painted every corner in that machine shop snow white. I asked him about it. I said, "Why are the corners white?" He said, "I found out if you keep the corners white, you can keep the rest of the shop clean." He wouldn't allow anybody to put anything in a corner. Every corner was snow white. Keep the corners of your mind clean. Don't just try to clean up the main part. Keep it all perfectly clean. And the smallest thing, let God make you perfectly clean. I want to ask you a question. Do you long to be perfectly clean? I mean, really, do you? Would you like to say there is nothing between my soul and the Savior? Clean. There is no reason, none whatsoever, none, that you cannot be absolutely, totally, perfectly clean. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, that's the first step. It's the principle of purification. Get totally clean. That's verse 9. Now, let's look at verse 10, and here's the next principle. Not only the principle of purification, but principle number 2, the principle of determination. Determine to stay clean. Look in verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. With my whole heart. My whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not stray from thy commandments. Some are going down tonight. Some will never have victory. And the reason you will not have victory is you're half-hearted rather than wholehearted. No one has ever won a moral victory half-heartedly. Let me give you some scriptures to add to this. Deuteronomy 4, verse 29. God says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Have you ever sought God with all of your heart? James 4, verse 8, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. James 1, verse 8. Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Have you purposed in your heart that you would not defile yourself? Job said in Job 31, verse 1, I made a covenant with my eyes that I would not look upon a maid. And the Hebrew idea is that I will not lust after a woman. I made a covenant with my eyes. Question, have you done that? Have you said, oh my God, with all of my heart, I determined to be pure. I'm telling you, if you don't say that and mean it, in today's society, you are going down without that determination. God does business with those that mean business. Now, after you do this, it doesn't mean the battle is over. But it will never be enjoined until you go in with all of your heart. You get perfectly clean. And then you say, by God's grace, I will stay clean. Years ago, I read how people would hunt for a little animal that they made fur coats out of, an ermine. This particular ermine had a coat of snow white, these kind of animals. What they would do, they would find the hole where the ermine would run in to hide, and they would take and smear filth around the hole. Something vile, something dirty, something defiling. And then the dogs would hunt the ermine. And the ermine would run as fast as it could to the hole, to the lair, to get away. But when it would see that filth and realize it would have to defile its coat of snow white to go into that hole, the ermine, rather than defile itself, would turn around and face the dogs and would give its life rather than defile itself. Does purity mean that much to you? If not, you're going to go down. You're half-hearted. And if you're half-hearted, you're not going to make it. The principle of purification, you get totally clean. The principle of determination, you determine to stay clean. I tell you again, God does business with those that mean business. I went to the marriage altar of a virgin I married a virgin. I'm glad I did. I knew the temptations that every young man knows. In college, I kept a motto on my desk, and it said this: he who would not fall down ought not to walk in slippery places. Third principle, and that is the principle of fortification. Fortify yourself with the Word of God. Look in verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Yes, you can get clean. Yes, you can be determined. But you need more than that. You need something to fortify you on the inside. You need to be fortified by the Word of God. First, you repent and get clean. And then you refuse to participate. But next, after repentance and refusal comes replacement. You put something there in the place of that which you have refused and that which God has taken out. Then you put something else back in. Nature abhors a vacuum. The Word of God hidden in your heart will fortify you, but it's got to be in your heart, not in a dresser drawer. Look at it. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. One of the greatest weapons against pornography is hiding God's Word in your heart. That is memorization. That's the way to have a pure mind. You see, when you memorize Scripture, Scripture is the mind of God. Scripture is the Word of God. When you have Scripture in your heart and in your mind, you're thinking God's thoughts after Him. Casual thoughts, casual reading of the Bible is like a bee just flitting over the surface of a flower. Memorization is like the bee going down into the heart of a flower and gathering the nectar. Meditation is like him taking it back to the hive and making honey out of it. What we need to do is gather the Word of God so we can meditate on the Word of God.
Have you meditated on God's Word? Today is a great day to start. And coming up tomorrow, we'll hear the conclusion of this important message. If you have questions about who Jesus is, what he means to you, how to study God's Word, go to our Discover Jesus page at lwf.org/radio. You'll find resources and materials there that can answer questions you may have about your faith. And you can leave a prayer request right there as well. Go to lwf.org/radio and click Discover Jesus. Now, if you'd like to order a CD of today's message in its entirety, you can call us at 1-877-LOVE-GOD and request the title Guard Your Heart. This message is also part of the powerful series Guard Your Heart, Protect Your Home. For the complete collection featuring four insightful messages, call us at that number, 1-877-LOVE-GOD, or go online to lwf.org/radio. Or you can write us at Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. Well, as we conclude today's broadcast, I want to remind you of what Adrian Rogers said, that God does business with those who mean business. Get your heart clean before Him and guard it with a pure life. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure you join us tomorrow for part two of Guard Your Heart, right here on Love Worth Finding. One of our Facebook friends left a really encouraging note on our wall, and I want to share it with you. She wrote, "We've been listening consistently for 4 years now. Our marriage and the way we raise our children have improved so much. I'm a better wife and mother because of your generosity. May God give you a lot more in return." Well, as a ministry, we are so honored to be able to come alongside listeners and help equip you to guard your heart and protect your home, no matter what circumstances you might face. This month is a thank you for your generous gift. We want to send you our Overcomers booklet collection. Are you in the middle of a difficult season right now? Request the bundle when you call with a gift at 1-877-LOVE-GOD, 1-877-568-3463, or give online at lwf.org/radio. And again, thanks for your generous support of Love Worth Finding.